We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are the right to life. So says our national birth certificate, the Declaration of Independence. But abortion is at war with the right to life. Today, a major means of abortion is through abortion pills. Pinkston Communications notes, quote, "Pharmacies across the country have quietly been dispensing the abortion pill. Major pharmacy chains, including Walgreens and CVS, are working to join them, making the drugs more accessible to millions of women nationwide who previously had to get them from their doctor or by mail." Dan Steiner, the founder and president of Preborn, an organization dedicated to supporting life-affirming pregnancy clinics across the U.S., believes that increasing access to chemical abortions online, by mail, and now at pharmacies, leads women to make hasty decisions out of panic and self-manage an already risky and traumatic experience, end quote. Well, Dan Steiner joins us right now on Vocal Point. Dan, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Our pleasure to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
Sure. So, set up the scenario for us beyond what I just said in that introduction in terms of what's going on. And by the way, I know from previous discussions on this issue that apparently 53% of abortions in America today are chemical abortions. And that's a problem, say many pro-lifers.
Well, it's what is characterized by the left and the abortion contingency as women's health is, in fact, quite the opposite of that. It's abuse on women. And that 53% is a figure back from like 2020. So now in 2023, it's probably more like 56%. The abortion clinic of today and tomorrow, increasingly more tomorrow, is your neighbor's teenage daughter's bathroom. And this is not a good thing, Jerry, because abortion is a major abdominal surgery that should be closely supervised by an OBGYN or a gynecologist. And instead, what the FDA has done by loosening its regulations on this, and the Biden administration by loosening the regulations on mailing abortion pills through the U.S. Postal Service, and pharmacies like CVS and Walgreens, like you mentioned, dispensing this deadly abortion drug, all of without that medical supervision, is putting women's health at hazard in a do-it-yourself DIY abortion thing. And this is not a good thing. It's a travesty for women across the country.
Okay, explain what Preborn is and how do you work to fight this?
So the reason that the abortion pill is so prevalent is because it's marketed to digital natives, Gen Zs and millennials, who find their entire existence on the internet. That's where their friends are. That's where their entertainment is. That's where they buy everything, have it shipped to their house. And so why not have the abortion bill do the same thing? And so if we're going to compete with the abortion industry today and tomorrow, we have to be competing with them on the internet. We have to be as viable and as vibrant in reaching young women's attention on the internet as Planned Parenthood and the abortion, you know, merchants of death for a dollar are, like Planned Parenthood. And that's where Preborn comes in. We are the premier provider of reaching young women on the internet and sending them to our premium partner clinics across the United States, helping them to see their baby for the first hand, get medical care over the internet, get them into our clinics. We know that if a young woman hears her baby's heartbeat, sees her baby on ultrasound, talks to a medical professional in the midst of the pressures of the decision to abort, that it doubles the likelihood from 40% to 80% that she will in fact choose life for her baby. As a result, Preborn has seen, even this year, over 45,000 women choose life for the babies. That's 45,000 $500 cash register rings that the abortion industry is not getting. And so we're the major competition to the abortion industry here in the United States.
The name itself, Preborn, that's as opposed to unborn. Is there a distinction?
Yeah, neither one's bad, but they're already conceived. They're already fully human. by every biological and biblical definition, within the uterus. They're already there. They just haven't been birthed yet. They're pre-born, pre-birth. And so it really brings more of the essence of humanity to the unborn child than unborn. It's like unborn hasn't happened yet, but in fact it has. But we're for children, whatever you label them.
Okay, good, fair enough. Okay, so let me ask you a question. Many years ago when Roe v. Wade was, that was kind of the standard, or so they felt, that, okay, the Supreme Court weighed in on this, this is what they wrote. Anybody who took the time, as I did, to read Roe v. Wade, they made a big deal about, oh, this is only talking about the first trimester. But they had a companion decision the very same day, Doe v. Bolton, and that allowed for second and third trimester abortion. So all of a sudden, bam, you had basically abortion on demand through that joint decision, January 22nd, 1973, of Roe and Doe. But the reason I bring this up, it's my understanding that theoretically these chemical abortions, which you say now they're about 56% of the abortions in the nation, deal mostly, or they should only deal with the first trimester, correct? I mean, it's all bad, but first trimester only. So I just wanted your thoughts on that.
Yeah, it's a fact that, so the abortion, deadly abortion chemical coat hanger of RU46, which is progesterone and prostaglandin, are by the FDA originally restricted to 7 weeks of gestational age. And then the pro-death Obama administration move that out to 10 weeks, which is jeopardizing women's health. Beyond that, it is not effectuous to a successful abortion. The problem comes in that most young women don't know exactly how far along they are gestationally. A lot of times they don't even know what partner conceives the baby in them. And so it just really gets really dicey, really hazardous to the woman's health very quickly as to how far along and how effective taking that pill can be. The other thing is, while it might see it's only within 10 weeks of gestational age, 90% of abortions in the United States historically over the last 50 years have been within a 12-week gestational age period. And so it still strikes at the vast majority of pregnant women who are seeking abortion. It comes after their first month of menstrual cycle doesn't work, and they take the pregnancy test, and that's about 5-6 weeks, they realize, uh-oh, I'm pregnant. What am I going to do about this? And so it's still, to the abortion industry's benefit, hits most of the pregnancies that are seeking abortion.
Okay. Is there a danger for the women themselves taking these abortion pills and then having their baby snuffed out through, again, chemical abortions? Is there danger to the woman?
Yeah, it really is, Jerry. It's a travesty from a number of standpoints. And the best case scenario is that the woman takes the abortion chemical coat hanger and goes through hours, literally, of bloody trauma as she births her baby, stillborn.
That's the best case?
Floor or
best case scenario?
That's the best case. That's the best case.
Well, what's the worst?
The worst case is that she's a hemophiliac and bleeds to death. Second worst case is that she has a sexually transmitted disease, and the abortion pill then exacerbates the likelihood of an ectopic pregnancy by 400%. It's on the abortion pill box that is a risk. And so then she has an ectopic pregnancy in the fallopian tube. The baby stops in the fallopian tube, and the fallopian tube explodes and she dies or bleeds to death.
Do these things actually happen? I mean, we never hear about this stuff except for, you know, let's say from you or Ingrid Skop or, you know, a few pro-life voices out there. But sadly, obviously the mainstream media, which is so pro-abortion, shouldn't they at least report about the risks to this kind of thing?
Not only are they not doing it, but you got what are supposed to be medical watchdog groups like the American Medical Association, American Association of Gynecologists and Obstetricians that are wholesale ignoring the deleterious effects on women's health and calling it women's health in the process. And so it's just amazing how in lockstep they defend this sacred right of the Church of Satan, which is what it is, child sacrifice, to defend abortion and ignore the fact that emergency room visits, Jerry, have went up 500% in association with taking the taking the abortion pill. And it's just, you know, completely hazardous to women's. It's a complete risk. It's a do-it-yourself abortion. It's a home abortion kit. And that is just in full ignoring of women's health. It really is a tragedy.
Do you think that the day will come, hopefully soon, that women themselves that have gone through this, even if they agree with the idea of abortion, but they're basically blowing the whistle, this is not the way to do it?
I would think that at some point there's got to be not only the women, but ethicists in the medical industry themselves, like ER docs and such, that are going to say, hey, you know, we can't continue to turn a disinterested gaze away from this. That day has not yet manifested. And in a cancel culture, in an increasingly hostile cancel culture that goes against the narratives where they stop at nothing, like, you know, invading your home as a pro-lifer with AR-15s, that, you know, it takes a lot of gumption, right, to stand and face into the headwinds of this pro-death culture that we face. But we can only hope that voices would, you know, of rationality would arise.
But it really is kind of scary when the major levers of government are, you know, in favor of this. And, boy, it's almost like abortion rights are it's like Ann Coulter put it in her book, Godless. Abortion is the new sacrament.
Yeah, it's the sacred cow of, you know, the whole left. It's the pinnacle of the expression of the worship of self, which is secular humanism, which is tacitly the religion of the United States, that, you know, I am an individual and I get to make my own decisions. And that means that for my convenience sake, that I get to snuff out the life of my child, then so be it. And I should say, Jerry, too, that there may be people that are listening right now that this is a very difficult conversation for them to listen to because abortion has been part of their past. And that is, in fact, the case with one out of every five women for sure in the United States. And to them, we would say that there is closure and reconciliation and forgiveness found in the person of Jesus Christ to even those who have experienced abortion in their lives. And you can go to preborn.com and access some of that relief too. But it's most women, you know, 48% of the time they're being pressured by the mother of the pregnant girl, the grandmother, to abort her grandchild. Another 42% of the time she's being pressured by the boyfriend or significant whatever he is in her life to abort, that doesn't want to deal with the consequences of the pregnancy. And so most of the time she doesn't really want an abortion. She's being deceived and pressured into it, which makes it even doubly the worse, right? Because she would have regrets if she didn't have to dispose of the body of the baby that she births on her bathroom floor, which is, oh, this is macabre, man. This is a nightmare. That's what this is. And so thankful for people like yourself, Jerry, that are willing to address the harder subjects of our culture that seem to be endeared to the left and covered up by the complicit media as well.
Okay, we have 30 seconds left in this discussion. Preborn.com for more information. Give us a closing thought on this whole issue of saving babies.
Well, I would say that if you're somebody that thinks abortion is an atrocity, more so probably after this interview, well, go to preborn.com and become part of the army of conservatives that are taking a stand. $28, you can underwrite an ultrasound. All $28 goes to our clinics to underwrite an ultrasound for a girl, $140 for five, and we also give them the gospel of Jesus Christ. All that can be accessed at preborn.com, preborn.com, secure.
All right, Dan, thank you so much for being with us. Dan Steiner, all the best.
Thanks, Jerry.